Good morning, Rabbosai. Welcome to the shiur, the Sunday morning shiur in Hilchos Chanukah. Be'ez Hashem, Chanukah will be tonight, and you all have to build yourselves menorahs this afternoon, and you're going to spend the afternoon with your kids or your grandchildren and making menorahs today. So you have to know how to make menorahs, because there are some dinim that might even be dinim mida oraisa that determine how to construct your menorah. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. Yes, d'oraisa. Even though Chanukah is only d'rabbanan, however, the halachas of building a menorah could be d'oraisa. And you'll see that I'm not joking, I'm not being facetious, I'm not being tongue-in-cheek at all, I'm being very literal, and I really meant that, as we'll see right now. And I want to thank the Malik's, Mr. David Malik, for sponsoring this morning's shir. In memory of his parents, may the learning that we are doing, B'tzibur, be an ili neshama to their neshamas.
Amen.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yomi Gimel Amud Aleph, says the following braisa. Tanya, lo yase adam beis tavnes heichel. Look at page 2, please. A person is not allowed to make in their home the tavnes of the heichel. If you hire an architect, you say, I want to construct my home to be just like the heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, if you're redoing your hallway, you can't do achsadra, the tavnes of the ulam. If you're making in your chatzir, if you have a landscape, a designer coming to do your front lawn, you can't say, I want it to be Tavnis Azara, so the same shape of the Azara. Shulchan, when you are making a shulchan, you talk to your furniture designer, your interior design lady, you can't say, I want a shulchan, Tavnis Shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. When you are hiring your silversmith, your craftsman to build you a menorah, you're not allowed to make Tavnis menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, who oseh shel hei, v'shel vav, v'shel ches. You are permitted to make a candelabra, and this applies nothing to do with Chanukah. This is nothing not Chanukah. If you want to hang, if you have a candelabra in your house just to give light on your dining room table to give light, because we didn't have, in the olden days, we didn't have light bulbs, you just have something hanging from the wall like a sconce on the wall to give light to whatever room you're in, your bedroom. So you could make one of five branches, or six, or eight. Vishal zayin lo yaseh afilu shel. And now the Brisa concludes afilu shel she'ar mini matchos, even out of non-gold.
If you have five kids, and you need seven, what do you do?
Let's keep on learning. Okay.
In shuls, when they make the graves on the walls, they don't make a seven one.
Correct.
Mine's right. Nine. She likes seven.
Have another kid. It's very simple.
Zakrashi.
Have another kid.
Zakrashi. We'll get there. We just learned the Braisa. All we did was learn one Braisa. We just learned Braisa. We're just beginning. Says the Rashi. Remember, I know it's 20 minutes in, but we just started this shir. Okay, 30 seconds into the shir, says Dr. Rashi, Bayis, a tavnis of a heichal. What does it mean that you're making in the image of the heichal, the Beis HaMikdash? That means you're having the painting on your walls is going to be the same color as the walls of the heichal? No. Says Rashi, you're making the dimensions, v'orcho, v'rochbo, v'rumo, v'shidur, midas, psachav. If you're going to make the dimensions of the length, width, height, and doorways, that's what it is. That's what the Braisa means, that it's also to make the same image, the same as the Heichal. We're talking about in size. But if you change dimensions somewhat, that's mutter. So if you're just doing like a, for example, if you went to the Holy Land Hotel, there used to be an incredible model.
It used to be a Holy Land Hotel. It's gone. It's a Holy Land neighborhood.
We had somebody go to jail for that.
It's the Israel Museum now.
So they have a beautiful degem of the model of the Beis HaMikdash. Right. So you can say, is that a violation?
No,
so Rashi
here
says...
No, that's not the same.
Rashi says that it's not the same dimensions. And therefore, if you want to do the same thing in your house, you have to, as long as you change dimensions, you're okay. Okay, so how's that going to play in with the other? I assume this rule applied to all the list of items in the Braisa, including the menorahs. If you make a menorah a different size than the one in the Beis HaMikdash, you're probably also okay, right? That's what we'd assume. Hold on.
About the one in Shalim that they made from the
Kotel, third
temple.
That's for Beis HaMikdash. That's all for you personally.
That's a question.
This is Klei HaMikdash.
Well, they think
it's for the
Klaim. Yeah, they think
they are. They say it's going to be
Klaim. They say they are. You might disagree, but they say that.
You'll see. It's not.
They are getting
ready. I assure you they did a lot more research than you. Let's just start with that. Let's just start with that. Not saying that you have to agree with everything, but I assure you they did a lot more research than...
Right.
They went through Mishnayos and Midos with all the Mefarshim many, many more times than I ever have. Or probably will. Aval Osa, Menorah Shel Chamesh. What? What? Machon HaMikdash, probably.
Yeah,
Machon HaMikdash.
Probably, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Aval Osa, Menorah Shel Chamesh, Baitun Rashi. You're allowed to make a menorah out of five. Says Rashi, Aval Osa, Menorah Shel Chamesh, Neos, Shel Shisho, Shel Shmona. Why Shein and Domish Shel HaMikdash? If it's other numbered, if the base one in the base of the had one central branch with three coming out of each side, that's seven. V'shel Shiva lo yaseh Ashik Shel HaMikdash. Vafilu, and the Brisa is going to point out, how come the Brisa concluded, even though it's usher, even if it's made out of other metals, I thought the Torah says, you have to say, Miksha Zahav, it has to be gold, right? Vafilu shel sha'ar, mine matcha says usher, why? Sha'af hi, afal pi shena shel zav, kshera b'mikdash.
First, second temple, thought of that. Ooh. They didn't have one originally.
So even though the Beis HaMikdash, even though you make it out of other matachos, because zav is only lechatchilu, but b'di'evet, it's kosher even with other metals. Aval shel eitz shari, you're allowed to make a wooden candelabra of seven. Why? To ain't a ksher b'mikdash. So Rabbi
said, wooden.
Hold on.
When they came back, no?
I assume not. Wood is not kosher in the mikdash, says Rashi in Avodah Zarah. So that means, Rabbi, if you're going to go to the basement this afternoon with your children, your grandchildren, and take out the wood, and take out your saw, and build a menorah with your kids, and you're going to make it out of menorah, make a menorah out of wood for your kids, you can make a seven-branched menorah. Now, again, nothing to do with Chanukah or any other time of the year. So if you have, your wife wants to light Chanukah, you know, Shabbos candles with, and you happen to have five children, you have two plus five, you want to have seven, or however you, or whatever your menorah might want to be. So if you make it out of wood, you're good to go.
Isn't it possible to make it with a saw? Why?
This is not based on the
I don't think that's correct.
No.
That's only by the mizbeach. Yeah, not by the menorah.
Because
this zok the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer. This is a continuation of the Brisa. So it comes Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, second Tana in the Brisa, and says, "Afshel eitz lo yaseh." He says the second Tana says you can't even make shel eitz kederch she'asu beis chashmonai, because the chashmonaim, when they came in on Chanukah, on Chafei Kislev, and they discovered, when they came back to the Beis HaMikdash, and they found the menorah also was mituma, was tameized, so they had to quickly put together a wooden menorah. So you see that since it was used in the Beis HaMikdash, that also will be also for us to use, so we can't make a wooden menorah. Amru lo, misham raya. No, that's not what they did by the Cheshmonam. Shfudin shel barzel hayu, v'chufin bi. Ba'atz.
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 Tin.
Was
that ba'atz?
Tin.
They were really spears or shvuda, skewers of iron that were covered over with ba'atz. Skip down. What does Rashi say? What's ba'atz? Bedil. Bedil is
tin.
Tin or lead?
No.
Bedil and
lead is not lead.
No, lead is not bedil.
Okay, tin. Fine, very good. Okay, so they were skewers, iron, they were steel, iron skewers covered with tin. Thank you. Shiru, after Beis Chashmonai, when they got some money, they put some money together, then they made the menorah out of Shel Kesef. Chazav Shiru, when they became even more wealthy, Asum Shel Zav, that's when they made, towards the later on in the second Beis Chashmonai, that's when they made it out of Zahav.
So they couldn't afford it by then.
Says Dr. Asher, why should he kshev mikdash? We have machloka, fundamental machlokas, whether or not a wooden menorah is kosher in the Beis HaMikdash. Umachos Beis HaShmonai, says Rashi, asu'uha b'mikdash shel eitz, la'acha shetimu yivan mes ha'echal, v'not l'kol kelev. Ooh, you see what Rashi says? Rashi doesn't say that they were metami the menorah like I said, so I have to rescind what I said, retract what I said. Rashi says that they stole the caliph, without getting into the drushas, there's a machlokas, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, whether you dashen with mi klal prato klaus or ribui miutz, without getting into it, what is the material from which the menorah has to be made, and that's a machlokas. Fine. That was a gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Now, let's jump all the way fast forward to one of the very late Rishonim, to the Shas Chuvas HaMarik, who was the Rebbe of the Bar Tanura, Ravad the Rav. Now, Zok the Marik, and the Marik is going to be the source for everything that makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim. This is the primary source for the Sugya. This Shas Chuvas HaMarik. Says Marik. Now, right now, if I would ask you, before you look at the Marik, and I see some of you looking ahead, so you're cheating. Right now, if I would ask, tell you the following: how tall was? You can look at it. Anyway, I'm not telling you. How tall was the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? It was 18 tefachim high. Yeah, an amma is 6 tefachim. Is 3 ammas 18 tefachim high? Okay, so how big is 18 tefachim? Probably about this high, right? About 4 feet.
Amma the Mikdash, wasn't that bigger? Amma the Mikdash.
4.5 feet. 3 tefachim. Okay, 4.5 feet. Yeah, 4.5 feet.
Okay.
About this big. What? Okay, let's assume 18 inches let's see, yeah, okay, it's about 4.5 feet tall, give or take a foot in either direction. So what would you say if I build a menorah that's going to go in my window, which is much smaller than that? I'm going to build a 1.5 or a 2 foot menorah. What would you say?
We should be good. It's not the same.
Right, because what did we see in the first
the
Rashi?
Size. Not the same size.
First Rashi, when it talked about the Tavnes Heichal, making a room, the size, Rashi says, as long as you change the dimensions, you're okay.
Not to scale.
Right. Even if it sounds from Rashi that even if it is to scale, but the fact is the dimensions are different. Not the same identical dimensions as the base of Midrash. So that's what I would say. Rabosai, with that in mind, let's see a big Kiddush in the Maharik. Says Maharik, Pshita, Sha'asa Lasos, Zayin, Bas Zayin Kanim. Okay, of course. I feel Eina Gaval Yurches Tvachim. Why? The Pshita, says the Maharik, Pshita, feel b'mikdash nira, it seems to me, digova eno me'akev. Digova eno kazu klal bikra. If you go through Rashi, by the way, if you go through Rashi on the, where is it? Truma, Tetzava, Yaakov, Kude. Rashi is very clearly, he goes through the size and the each tefach of the menorah. How high, this part, and this part, and this part, and this part. But it's not mefurish bikra. And look at the Tosis that he quotes. V'zelashana Tosis. Tosis says, Shamati, Smach mikra, tichsiv vize mikra, vize maaseh hamenorah mikra zahav, vize begamachi zaktoisis yudches havu. Is that a doraisa or not a doraisa?
It's a smach.
A gamachia. Is that a doraisa or not a doraisa? Is that a ma'akiv or not a ma'akiv? Says the Ma'arik, mashma de'ein ze'ela smach bi'alma, vimkei nira de'ein ma'akiv. Says the is medayik the marik from the Tosis. It seems to me that Yudches is not ma'akev. And what did you see at the end of the brisa? What did you see in the end of the brisa when they were talking about is wood going to be okay? Is wood not going to be okay? Other metals. The end of the brisa says that any other metal is also going to be osur because it's not ma'akev in the Beis Hamikdash. Since in the Beis Hamikdash you could ideally should be. Should be gold, but if not, you can make it out of silver or copper or tin or lead or anything else. So therefore, it's also for us also to do copper, tin, and lead. You see from that anything that's not ma'akim in the Beis Hamikdash is also going to be also for us to do. And therefore, since size of the menorah, says the Ma'arik, is not ma'akim midorais in the Beis Hamikdash, if you only had a 10 tefach high menorah, it would be kosher in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it will be also for us also to make a 10 tefach.
But it does give the dimensions in Parsha Truma. It does give the dimensions for all the kelim in the Beis Mishnah.
Keep on going. But the menorah does it.
The menorah is in a different parsha.
Okay, I guess it does it.
Practice your landing
You got to.
We see that the Isser Doraisa is anything that
would be kosher
in the Beis Hamikdash will be usher for you to make, even if it's kosher b'di'evan in the Beis Hamikdash. Right. It's still usher for us to make, and since size is not ma'akev, so even a different size will be usher. Fine. Third paragraph of the Ma'arik. Since it's not makev, pshit the also lasos tavnis menorah. I feel ain't a gava yirches tfach. That's what we're saying.
Okay,
let's jump to source number three. Oh, and then look at the bottom paragraph. Look at the bottom paragraph of page two. He has a fabulous diuk. You see how Rishon is medayik. It's a beautiful diuk. He says, and I'll prove to you that it doesn't have to be identical to the way it really was in the Beis HaMikdash. Because one of the cases in the Braisa was, if you look at the top from source number one, the first line on the page, it says, don't make an achsadra, if you're building an achsadra, don't make it the tavnis of an ulam, of the ulam in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbo said, please translate for me the word achsadra. Achsadra is a part of your house.
Achsadra is a portico. Porch.
A portico. I don't really know what a portico is. But you'll see in a moment what he's going to do. An achsadra apparently is a three-walled portico. And it says, the Braisa says, don't make that the same image as the ulam in the Beis HaMikdash. It points out the Ma'arik in the bottom paragraph. I'm going to prove to you that it doesn't mean that it has to look exactly the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Devadei ein tzarech lasos dugma mamish. Shoy sharanina bebraisa, quote, lo yase adam achsadra tamnes ulam. That's what the Braisa we just read says. Second to last line. Val zeh kosva tosos vizel shonam achsadra tamnes ulam. Says Tosus, af al gav du ulam. How many walls does an ulam have?
Four.
Ulam is a
four.
A hall, a hall, not in the sense of a hallway, but like a catering hall. Ulam hayibodal in mechitzas. Kedamaseches midas. V'achsadra. When you're building that portico in your house, that you shouldn't build the portico in your house in the same format as the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, a portico ain't lakiyum gimel mechitzas. So you see that the Braisa is saying explicitly that when you build your three-walled portico, don't make it the same as the four-walled ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. That itself is telling you that even though it's not identical, it just has same dimensions, that will also be usur. Now, Rabosai, is he arguing on that first Rashi? You remember that first Rashi we had where Rashi says, as long as you change the dimensions, it's okay? I don't know. I would assume he's... If he would argue on Rashi, he would probably say, Deloka Rashi... Or even though Rashi says this, I argue with him. So I'm assuming he holds like Rashi. But Rashi only says if you change the dimensions. Here you're doing the same dimensions. One is three-walled, one is four-walled. Still Aser. That's the Chumar of the Marik. Three-walled and four-walled, he's being a dyke in the Bryce. It's still going to be Aser. Of course, if you change the dimensions, it'll be Mutter. But
why do we think?
But the 18 changing dimensions of the menorah is not going to be... Not going to make it mutter because the dimensions aren't really part of the menorah. The menorah's dimensions are not really essential to what the menorah has to be. A Beis HaMikdash with wrong dimensions is not going to be good for a Beis HaMikdash, I guess. But a menorah with wrong dimensions is kosher to be a menorah. Rather, what does it depend on? Look at this top of the page 3. Almai underlined it, Bimaris Ha'ayin Talya Milsa. It depends on the visual appearance. If it looks similar to what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, even though there are details that are different, as long as it looks similar, it's going to be usur.
Why do we think this is usur? Because of... In other words, my question is, could you do this at the time the Beis HaMikdash was actually operational and you can see the real thing? Or is it only... It's later, when we don't have the original, we're concerned people are going to think that this is what's
supposed to be. So this, I think we learned it from a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, I don't remember if it's the pasuk of Losa Sun Iti, Elohei Kesef Elohei Zahav.
Yeah,
I think it might be from that pasuk.
I'll tell you why. Yes, because if you go to the Chashmonei burnt house, in underneath Yishvat HaKotel, you see they have menorahs, and they think this is the actual dugma of the menorah. So the question is, were they allowed to do it? Well, that's how they're figuring out. That's their rule, how to figure whether it's a tripod on the bottom or whatever. And then the question is, were they allowed to make it in their own time?
We don't
they
know
had the real thing to look at.
I don't know.
In the Vatican, there's an exact replica part of it where they replicate the base on it, thrust right to the inch. They're very methodical. My wife went to look at it, and he said, you can't go in, part of your knee is showing. So she went out and pulled her skirt down, and they let her in.
Wow. 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 Imagine if we did that at the Kotel.
They're firmer than us, right, as always.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Says the, let's continue the Marik, another one point or two that is very essential. Second, a third line of the Marik, the third line on page 3. Vafilu nomar depalig, afilu baha, whatever. He quotes a certain machlokas rajatosis. I'm sorry, I cut and pasted. I don't remember what I cut out and pasted. He says, anyway, you have to be careful with this isser because we're dealing with an isser da'oraisa. So making these structures or these kalim in the same size, the same dugma of the Beis HaMikdash, Marik is saying is that we're handling an isser da'oraisa, Rabbosai.
The Mishnah back then never called it a pasuk.
The Gemara, right? So they're darshaning a pasuk in that Gemara of Avodah Zarah. I believe it's the pasuk Lo Sasaniti, I believe, but I'm not positive. I don't remember exactly, but it's in that sukkah. If you look up that sukkah, it's there. So he continues and says, "Harei lecha behadi dafila below gviim aser." Even though the Torah says explicitly the way you should make a menorah is with gviim, kaftorim, prachim, all the different decorations that are on the to be engraved in the side, in the branches, says the Marik, even if you would omit those gviim in your basement, or in your carpentry basement, in your whatever wood metalworks shop, when you're making your image of the menorah, and you would omit those, it would still be aser. Because these are not okay. Without going into that, fine. Klal, last line of the Maharik, right before source number 3. Klal ha'olah lefiyan nirlanes daddy. Shekol ha'matir umeka ba'siyas menorah. Anyone who's going to be lenient in this halacha of manufacturing menorah, mekelu be'isr shel Torah. You're being mekel on a shayla v'daraisa, be careful. That's the warning of the Maharik. Now, with the now that we learned the Braisa and we learned the Maharik, let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch, who is going to be built on the two sources that we just saw. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yase bias, tavnis hechel. You can't make a habayis tavnis of the hechel. Meaning, he see me, and the Shulchan Aruch explains, incorporating Rashi, at the same measurements, the same dimensions. Kashir gavav arkav rachba, the dimensions of its height, width, and length. Fine. Similarly, achsadra, when you make a portico, or whatever the achsadra is, tavnis lo, you can't make it the tavnis of an ulam. Chatzer, also, you can't make it the tavnis of the Azar. Shulchan, you can't make the tavnis in the same shape as the Shulchan. Menorah, you can't make the same tavnis, the same format as a menorah. Aval, but you are permitted, of course, shachamisha kan, five branches, or shisha, or shmona, five, six, eight branches. Aval, shal shiva, lo yaase, you can't make a seven-branched menorah. Afil, even out of other metals. And even if you omit, vafil below gavim v'kavtar prachim, vafil eina gavoya yudches tvachim, even though it's not going to be 18 tvachim tall. And it doesn't have kaftom and prachim. And it's made out of other metals. You realize this? You realize what he's saying? As long as it's seven branched, you're dealing with an issur d'oraisa, even though it doesn't look at all like it. It doesn't have any of the designs. It's not the same height, and it's not even the same metal. It's still going to be an issur, potentially an issur d'oraisa. That's the psach l'shul
chanuch.
Right, but that's all except, that all does not apply to menorah, because a menorah, as Tosus said, doesn't have any mefurisha, there's no mefurisha dimensions in the psukim, and therefore it's just for the gematria, and therefore it's not ma'akiv even in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you would be able to have an odd-sized menorah, because it's not ma'akiv. You're right, I think menorah is different than the other parts of the Braisa. The buildings do have to be the same dimensions, menorah is the exception, but as we saw from that Tosfos.
Well, it's nice that the dimensions are not written in the Pasuk, but the Gvim and Kaftorim and Prochem are written in the
But apparently the Nama Akiv.
Wait, and where's that come from?
I cut and pasted. What? You have to look at the Marik in its full length. He goes,
but the shape of the menorah is like one kadalada. When you do the Shabbos thing, it's like a round. So it's a completely different shape.
Hold on.
Well, so Rashi said that you don't Nishtar makes his mutter.
Yeah, he's saying that by
everything but the menorah.
Correct. That's the Marik's finish. The Marik's, I don't know if the Marik is arguing on Rashi or agreeing to Rashi.
What is the Marik saying with the Gimel and the Dalet? If it's not the Gimel Dalet, it's the Lasser, right? Even though you have three walls or three doors.
Because the dimensions of the portico are same as the dimension of the ulam, even though you're missing a wall. That's what the Marik is mechadish. Yeah, chiddush of the Marik. Okay, let's just see what the Nosei Kalim, the Achronim, say on commenting on that Shulchan Aruch. One or two points that we'll be familiar with, so we'll appreciate where the Shach is coming from. The Shach says, just passing Halach L'maisa, when the Shulchan Aruch says even other metals are going to be awesome, even it says the Shach in Source 4, of course, even though it's not made out of gold like the Beis HaMikdash was, but since the other metals are also kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, it's also going to be aser. But if it's made out of wood, that's going to be okay to make, because wood is a puzzle for the Beis HaMikdash. Fine, with the next point, the Shach we also saw. Now let's just talk two last ha'aras from the Pisrei Tshuva, which is one of the fun mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, who just quotes different tshuvas from history that relate to the Shulchan Aruch. Halachas discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yaz, I am besaved tiferes l'moshe. Shekasav, what happens if you go to some, I don't know, you're a tourist somewhere, maybe you're a tourist in Rome, maybe you're a tourist in Yerushalayim, and you go down, you walk through the Arab Shuk, and they have a seven-branched menorah. You didn't make it, the guy made it. So could you buy it and put it in your house? Because after all, you have five kids, and you want to, your wife wants to light on the seven-branched menorah. Dim ove kochavim asalo mutu lodur babayis ulehishtamish b'menorah v'shulchan. If a guy made it, then it's going to be mutter to use. I didn't see this shuv inside. Just on the top of my head, I would assume that's because the Issa D'Oraisa is what?
To make it.
L'sasuniti. It's an Issa in the Asiya, not an ownership. Now, of course, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's a puzzle that says, don't make, lo sasu l'cha pesel kol tmuna, whatever. And there's a separate puzzle, lo yeh l'cha, that you're not allowed to own it either. But we don't have that second pasuk when it comes to menorah and these things. So if you have a guy, make a shulchan, make a menorah, if you buy a house that from, let's say there's some bibliophile, some really fabulously wealthy, devout evangelical Christian who builds his house like a Beis HaMikdash. Could you buy that house? You could buy it from you, just can't build it.
Right.
Okay. Says the Pisrei Tshuva one or two more points on the bottom, towards the bottom of the page, you Dalit. Menorah, I don't know what I'm saying, because people know, it's here before you.
Can you hire a guy to do it?
No, I think that would be making it. Menorah, without getting to the lumdus of Ein Shlichus La'akum, I don't. What? Yeah, no, but you're paying him to do it, so therefore, even if you say Ein Shlichus La'akum, the fact that you're paying him, it's still mistired back to you, probably. Okay, menorah, tavnes, menorah. I am a savior, b'chor shor, b'chidusha. Shekaz b'inina shechadoshim mikrovim mikarov bo. There are these modern people, modernish people, osim kavonim, intentionally. They're intentionally making leches menorahs hamikdash. B'shinui, look at what he says. They try to make a little bit of a switch. B'shinui amidas hakanim. They set up the branches differently. Dehainu she'osim zayin kanim. They make their seven-branched candelabras. But look how these modernish people do it to try to wiggle out of the halacha. The shisha may have the six ones, the three that come out of the middle branch. Ma'amidim b'dmus eagle. They make them as a circle. Omeshulush as a triangle. Omeruba as a square. Elu neged elu ve'echad be'emtza.
Right, that's what we do with the
car. I'm not sure what he. Let's keep on reading one more line. I'm not sure what he really means.
Wow.
We should tell him, don't do that. To call Darish, ain't a ma'akeh b'nora, ain't a ma'akeh b'Yisrael Asiyas Tavnisim. Lo matzino. It doesn't say how to make the branches. It just says how many branches you have to have. It doesn't say what shape they have to be. Now, I know that there's a whole discussion of. Picture a menorah. You have the branch. Look at me. Yeah, look at my hands, please. Yeah, the middle branch. Now, coming out of the menorah, are they rounded? Or are they straight coming out? Or, as what he might be saying, maybe they're squared, meaning they're at a right angle. There's a branch coming out of the middle branch, you have a horizontal bar going up. And then another smaller one, horizontal bar, and then going up. Like a U, but a not a rounded U, like a squared U.
We have archaeological evidence.
The Arch of Titus, Titus is rounded. Correct. I'm not sure if... We don't know what he took. We don't know if it was a representation. All we know is that he... At that time, they knew what it looked like. That's better than my guesses. That's certain.
That the artist copied the
actual copy. We don't know. But I don't know. So what he's saying is... Does he mean that however you make those branches, whether you make them as a U or as a V or as those right angled, or is he saying even if it's not in a straight line, they're circular, they're in triangles, they're what? Right, he says, you're probably right.
Eagle.
Eagle is like that.
Right, but then he's but Ben is pointing out. It says Elu Neged Elu, so it might mean on the coming out of the each side. No, that's not Elu Neged Elu. No, that doesn't say. No, I don't think that's Elu. I know in the Shulchan Aruch it talks about that you it should be the same height. Chanukah, yeah, for Chanukah. I don't know. I am b'seif. Let's finish up. I am b'seif. Mishnas Chachamim who is matu b'chai gavna she'osim hakonim b'eagle. V'chein b'menoros shenas and almeros v'al shemen. Oh, what a kula! If this candelabra that you're hanging, this sconce that you want to hang on your wall for light in your dark home, in your pre-electric days home, and you want to have, you have candles, you don't use kerosene, you use candles. Well, that ain't good for the Beis HaMikdash. So if the candelabra that you're making is for candles, that's going to be mutter, he says. I'm not convinced of his arguments, and therefore we'll conclude with this. So we come out that learning that we have Isurim d'Oraisa that govern the construction of a menorah. So Rabosai, you have your Hanukkah parties coming up, and you have your families getting together. The riddle that you're going to ask is this riddle. You're going to ask your children, your grandchildren, your nephews, your nieces, your siblings. The Hanukkah riddle for this year is, what halachos govern the building of a menorah? What halachos in the construction of a menorah are d'Oraisa? That's the riddle, and we'll see what they know. Afreilich and Hanukkah. Yeah.